Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hour. Thanks very much for hanging out. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm very excited about having our good friend Joel Ababa back on the show. Joel is a great member of our Brain Trust, coming up on actually more than 12 years he's been hanging out with us. He is the franchise king. He is the author of Become a Franchise Owner. He's our franchise expert. He's our good friend Joel. Welcome back.
Thank you. 12 years. Unbelievable.
How about that? So Thank you for 12 great years. Thank you for all your abiding support of all that we do and the wisdom you brought us about franchises. So Joel, the largest generation in their day was our generation. Mine and yours are baby boomers. And you're on the trailing end of the baby boomers, and I'm on the leading edge of the baby boomers. And so, of course, let's keep it that way. We've been you're gaining on me though, dude.
I know.
So the older your kids get, the more you're gaining on me. But in terms of the largest generation, we've been supplanted by the millennials, which we're about, some people say 76 to 80 million, and then the baby boomers, I mean the Gen Y millennials, are anywhere from 80 to 84 million, depending on who you talk to. So they're bigger than we are. But in the meantime, time marches on, and we're getting older, us baby boomers, and the true leading edge, the people out on the very, very front edge of the baby boomers, they're in their 70s, early 70s now. And so they're getting to the point where they're getting closer to needing some care. And there are a lot of senior care franchises out there, aren't there?
There are a ton of senior care franchise opportunities. And the interesting thing is you don't have to have a law degree or medical knowledge. You don't have to know about calculus or geography or anything like that. You just have to be good with people. You have to have empathy. You have to be organized. But the most important thing, and most people who are looking at senior care franchise opportunities, before they look, most of them don't realize that it really is a business development type of business. You're out there as the franchisee. You are out there creating relationships. You're creating referral relationships. You are in and out of your car most of the time, trying to shake hands and schmooze with the local market, whether it's elder care lawyers, hospitals, nursing homes. You need referrals. And that is the lifeblood of the business.
And most people don't know that. Having gone through this with my dad a few years ago and with my mother more recently, almost everyone that you're going to be dealing with has got family members who are helping them make decisions. And that word gets around. If you do a good job, it gets around. If you don't do a good job, it gets around. Other than maybe the preschool, kindergarten, from that age, you flip all the way over to the elder folks. Those referrals, those reputations, bad comments, really sink in, don't they?
Yeah, they sure do. They sure do. Especially since you're operating locally, word gets around fast.
What's an example of an elder care franchise? When you talk about getting in and out of your car, there are probably a number of different flavors, right?
Yeah, there's a ton of them. There are senior care franchises that specialize in home care, either medical or non-medical, which is a pretty big difference. And in those type of opportunities, you are getting in and out of your car as the franchisee because you're doing business development. You are trying to get the word out that you are the person, your franchise is the company in town that can help people through some very difficult times and can deal with the family and coordinating care.
But it could be sitting with people, right? Hiring sitters. It could be meal support. It could be industrial type of stuff, like they say, with where you help people. Maybe even help them with their therapy. I mean, it could be that led to that level of medical service. I mean, there's just a lot of people don't realize when my parents, when you go to a nursing home, you go to an assisted living or a rehab space. I mean, in any given day, people who are in those units will touch 8 or 10 different type of disciplines, not counting the food, and people,
right.
And so when they're at home, they're getting probably half of those at least. You know, people coming and going. I mean, the rehab people are coming and going. The nurses coming in to take the LPNs, maybe even to take blood pressure checks and to check on the medicine.
Right.
People. Sometimes people just checking on people or whatever. And it's just a lot of different layers of this, isn't there?
There is. Some of it might even involve transportation to and from medical facilities.
Right.
But the key is that most people want to stay at home. They do not want to go to a nursing home. And that's why there's such an increase in the amount of businesses, both franchise and non-franchise, that cater to families that want to keep their parents and loved ones at home. And it's a huge, huge business.
But you make an excellent point when you say if you're going to be in that business, the first thing you've got to be able to do is demonstrate to people that you truly have an affinity, you care, you're interested in the well-being of elderly people. And that comes across real quick when it works, when you have it, and it comes across real quick when you don't. I've seen it both ways.
Yeah, true. If you are coming across like this is just about money and you making money as a business owner, you're going to turn people off. You really have to kind of be in the middle there, caring, but people have to know that it is a business. So it's you have to tread lightly.
Well, that's exactly right. And of course, you also talk about the organization. You've got to have a team that all sings off the same music, right? Everybody's got to have the empathy, have the patience, be committed to go the extra mile, and then, of course, the capital. When we come back, we're going to talk about all three of those, how to put all those together and see if that's something that you're going to want to do. We're having a great visit with our good friend Joel LaBava. He is the franchise king and the author of Become a Franchise Owner. We're talking about elder care franchises. See you. 20 after. Right back. Stay with us. And you ain't had it.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.